Hi, everyone. I'm Nate Hansen, and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation, and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode number 169. I'm Heather May Pustai, and today we're talking about one of our favorite topics, delighting your audience by engaging them on social media. We'll run through some of the reasons why investing in engagement makes business sense, and we'll touch on the specific tips and workflows to master engagement on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Should you be replying to everyone? How can you make sure you capture all your mentions? What are the best ways to respond quickly? We'll touch on answers to all of these things and more. Social media monitoring and engagement can be a key differentiator for your brand on social media. We hope to show you why it makes sense to have this as a key part of your strategy.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
One of the quickest and easiest ways to set yourself apart on social media is simply to reply. If you reply to all your customers all the time with a helpful and happy response, then you're really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that's right. All it takes is engaging with people who want to engage with you. You've probably heard this stat before. 88% of brands don't respond to messages that need a reply. Really, that is just wild. So you can be among that elite 12% simply by just engaging.
We want to help you get there. Here's a guide on all things customer support and social media with dozens of tips that you can implement today to begin delighting your customers. Starting with number one, social media engagement can be public.
Absolutely. With social media engagement, you will naturally amplify your brand's voice and tone. Plus, you'll have your interactions front and center before a larger audience. Think of some of the private interactions you have with your customers, like traditional customer care channels such as email, which are private one-to-one interactions. But with social channels like Twitter, these interactions can be public, at least to start. So same goes for engaging with your audience on Instagram comments or Facebook reviews.
Yeah, you're already wowing your audience in other channels like email and live chat. With social media, the awesomeness you're delivering is visible to everyone. Those amazing audience interactions that create strong word-of-mouth marketing for you are now amplified to a much larger audience. Existing and potential customers get to see firsthand that you're responsive and actively supporting your products and services.
A second reason why we're really excited for social media engagement is that it's fast and focused. You can deliver delight very fast in a focused way, chatting with your audience about specific topics and campaigns or helping solve particular problems that they're facing.
When you focus on the short and sweet, something magical happens. The barrier to entry for your audience drops dramatically. They have an easy way to converse with you anytime. Focused and specific topics mean you can reply faster and engage deeper. We love diving into a marketing conversation with our audience members in a Twitter thread or helping answer questions in a DM. And one big factor that affects the bottom line, faster responses equal happier customers, which equals more ROI. Research shows that faster responses actually generate revenue for brands.
And because of its fast and friendly nature, social media is often preferred over other channels of getting in touch. And the more you respond quickly to your audience, the better they'll learn that social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, are really great places to connect directly with your brand.
Okay, for our third reason why we're optimistic about the impact of social media engagement, social media is where your customers already are. You can achieve a huge scale of engagement by being responsive on social media. At Buffer, a vast majority of our audience is on social media throughout the day. It's where they are and where it makes most sense for them to reach out and get in touch with us. We have more than 1,000 conversations a week on social media.
We imagine that there might be a large volume of social conversations happening for you too, and people spend an average of nearly 4 hours a day consuming media on screen. This statistic always drives me a little crazy because I know that I fall within that statistic. And a growing percent of that viewing happens on smartphones and apps. That's a lot of eyeballs on screens. Social media channels provide an easy outlet for customers to switch from browsing to chatting at a moment's notice. More and more, those chats are pointed towards brands on social, where customers are beginning to expect quick answers to their problems and authentic engagement with their conversation. So this doesn't mean necessarily bots, but they want to talk to a real person.
Yeah, totally. And one of the best ways that we found to make sure you catch all of those conversations is to use a social media engagement tool. There are a lot of great ones out there. We've built one at Buffer called Buffer Reply, which you can check out at buffer.com/reply. And after a short break, we'll dive in further to see the tools and workflows that can help you make social media engagement a central part of your social strategy. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We've talked about many of the reasons why social media engagement is an exciting and necessary part of a social media strategy. Now let's get into the tactics of how to pull it off. Let's start first with getting the most out of Facebook and Instagram support.
The biggest social networks in the world live under the Facebook umbrella, and brands that make great use of their Facebook page and Instagram profile can create wonderful experiences for their audience. It all begins with getting set up correctly. Let's start with Instagram. So step one, fill out your contact information completely. You want to show people that you are committed to being there for them on social. And one way to do that is to put in the time to create a complete profile. This includes the obvious bits like profile picture and description. By the way, we did a whole episode on Instagram bios just a couple weeks back. You should scroll back there in the podcast archive and check that out. But beyond those basics, we also highly recommend filling in the finer details like category, location, contact information. This shows your audience that you're willing to engage with them in any way that works best for them, whether it be through a DM, through a reaction to a story, or through email, or even in person.
And the same advice really holds true for your Facebook page. Spend the time to fill out everything completely, including your profile picture, cover photo, and the about section. But also make sure that all your contact information is listed. As a bonus tip, if you're actively engaging with people on these networks, then those interactions are likely to be quite easily visible whenever someone visits your page, which is really great. You can see the replies to things like Facebook posts, and you can scroll through Instagram comments. If you notice that a brand is jumping into the comments to answer questions and share emojis, then you're likely to leave with a really positive feeling about that brand.
The other major tip we want to share about engaging on Instagram and Facebook is to take advantage of some of the new features that both the networks are rolling out to manage conversations even easier. There have been a lot of neat announcements recently. You might have heard about Threads. It's a new standalone app for Instagram that is intended for private, kind of one-to-one conversations. And it remains to be seen how brands are going to use this tool, but it's worth keeping an eye on.
And what's more immediately clear is the way that Facebook hopes to unite its messaging for businesses into a really centralized inbox. Currently, you can manage Messenger and Instagram DMs through your Facebook page, which is great. And Facebook has added even more functionality just this last week, including the capability of adding labels to contacts like VIP or new customer, using saved replies to really streamline responses for common questions, and setting up instant replies and away messages, which you can schedule to be sent at different times. So maybe when you're offline or not during business hours, you have that option to set those up, which is really great.
That's so cool. Okay, also on the horizon, Instagram DMs might be coming to desktop soon. Currently, you can only access these through the mobile app. Okay, next, let's focus on ways to get the most out of Twitter engagement. Twitter is an especially effective customer support and success channel that can be scaled much easier than traditional phone or email support channels. It's fast and effective for your customers, and it's speedy and efficient for your social media team, too.
And like with Instagram and Facebook, it helps to get the profile set up completely. Specifically for Twitter, it can be great to add support hours to your Twitter account profile. And Twitter makes it incredibly easy to include those support hours directly on your profile. This helps set response time expectations with your customers, which is really crucial. Similarly, you can enable the Provide Support label to let customers know that your Twitter account provides support by quickly enabling this option.
Yeah, and one small tweak we highly recommend making on Twitter is to allow anyone to send you a direct message. You can reduce a lot of friction by allowing anyone to send you a private DM as opposed to the default flow where you and your customer must follow each other in order to DM. This would encourage more conversation with your audience.
And finally, we'll close with a couple of universal tips on replying and social media monitoring in general. One thing we love to do at Buffer is add team member signatures to replies. Even if it's just one or two people replying on your social handles, signatures are a really great way to make your customers' experience that much more personal. And it can help really reinforce a sense of continuity of care. So you can add this manually into each message, or this can be automatically added if you use a social media support tool like Buffer Reply.
And if you're not sure what to use for a signature, we found that common conventions include appending first names or initials next to things like hyphens or carets. Okay, we've mentioned tools like Buffer Reply a few times now, and for good reason. When it comes to social media monitoring, it's very important to capture all your brand's mentions. Third-party tools like Reply can make this much easier. Ideally, with social media monitoring, you'll want to get all the at mentions, all direct messages, of course, but also all the times when your brand is referenced on social outside of a direct outreach. By setting filters and searches in these tools, you can ensure that you capture it all and respond to every conversation that needs it.
That's right. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into The Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. And if you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Nate, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag Buffer Podcast. You can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Yeah, we have lots of great episodes lined up for the next couple weeks, and we look forward to seeing you next Monday.